Been a really good start, strong start for the game of basketball in this country, in the NBL. The crowds have been really good. TV ratings have always have been good as well. And the performances have been good. Brad Rosen joins us. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, good. It's been a strong start, hasn't it, to the season?
Yeah, it has. I guess in one way you can say it's expected, but it's certainly exceeded what I thought. I mean, the league's been great. We've got 10 guys in the NBA. We expected, and there were 7 games that our teams played against NBA be in the preseason, and I expected to be pretty good, but the crowds are just over the moon, and, you know, the TV ratings. As far as the talent goes, well, it's as good as ever. We expected this, but the public's really latched onto it even more this year than I anticipated, and it's just getting better and better.
What about the Sydney Kings, mate? They made it 2 in a row against Cairns in overtime last weekend. They're starting to find and hit their straps.
Yeah, when you look at it now, you play it by ear. You know, you've got Andrew Bogut, you know, a lot of new players for the Sydney Kings that, you know, lost their first 2 games, which everyone was like, oh, God, this is a disaster, mind you, to Adelaide, who were playing very good basketball. Well, now they've come back and beat New Zealand and Cairns in at home. So I was at the game last week, and look, I'm not going to start. I don't think it was their most, you know, greatest game that they've played. Defensively, there were lapses there, which is what we've spoken about a number of times. But, you know, all in all, I thought they played really well, got a good win, and Kevin Lish was absolutely outstanding in the overtime period. And it was a great win. They're 2-2 now, so it should be a good one. And they actually play Illawarra tonight at the home bush.
Yeah, that should be a tough game, Illawarra. In that game, though, Brad, Cairns player, was it Merlot?
Yeah,
I haven't
Merlo
seen
Trimble.
Much of him. Mate, how good was he?
He's a gun, that guy, man. He's just one of those players. Look, if he's not in the NBA next year, I'll tell you something's wrong. He is just dynamite.
Oh. How long's he been out here playing?
Just this is his first year. So,
first year, yep.
Yeah, so Mike Kelly, who's the coach up there, he's a couple of really good imports. But Trimble, I mean, he's just been dynamite, had 30-odd points in his first game. Cairns will trouble some people with that guy in his team, so he was really, really good. Very impressive, I agree with you. Well done, Loza, mate, eh?
I watched it last week, and I was watching this guy. He was just sinking buckets from everywhere, and I thought, I've never heard of him or seen him before. So
he's new to our shores, and unfortunately, I don't think he'll be here long the way he's playing. He'll be in NBA very soon.
Now, this is a big gap between the prices. The Kings up against arch rivals Illawarra. The Kings are $1.23, Illawarra $4.20, but they always lift Illawarra.
It is such a good, you know, with a 50-50 bet, that is just unbelievable. Illawarra, you know, always the, you know, big brother syndrome, and they want to come and knock all over the question. The Kings should come good tonight and play well. They need to get this win because they go to Melbourne after this and play on Monday in a Monday night blockbuster against Melbourne, which ironically is the day before the Melbourne Cup. So there should be a massive crowd there, being Tuesday, a public holiday in Melbourne. But let's stay on the Illawarra game. Illawarra are tough. Brian Conklin's playing well. Todd Blanchfield, who's having a great year. Mind you, he was with the Sydney Kings last year and he's coming up the highway to play. So it's a ripper game.
Now, we all know that Ben Simmons plays for the Philadelphia 76ers, and he's an Aussie, but there's another Aussie doing great things over there.
Yeah, Jonah Bolden. So, Jonah, I had the pleasure of playing with his dad, Big Bruce Buffy Bolden, in his days. And Jonah now got his first basket this week off a nice pass from, Ben Simmons. So that was nice. And he scored his first bucket and then got a dunk in the game. 6'11", 7'1", wingspan, can run the lanes like a rabbit. He is going to have big things. Signed a 4-year deal with the Philadelphia 76ers, so he's going to be there for 4 seasons. And he's starting to get some minutes and playing really well. So really, really happy for him. And Philly are one of the big guns in the East Conference.
Yeah, well, it just makes me feel a little bit old because I remember Bruce Bolden extremely well. Mate, give us your best bet and your best roughie for the weekend.
Well, I've got to make you say feel old, mate. Jonah was in the back of my car and I used to help Bruce take him to daycare. All right?
So, there you go.
Before we go training.
There you go.
So I hear you, brother. I hear you.
that's incredible, isn't it? What's your best bet and your best roughie?
My best bet is Adelaide beat Brisbane now for our basketball followers. Brisbane just beat Adelaide last night in Brisbane. Well, they've got to back up a couple of days and go back down into Adelaide. I think Adelaide are absolute morals to win that game. So Adelaide to beat Brisbane in Adelaide. And my roughie, Well, we spoke about it. Mello Trimble, you called it, Lozza. Cairns to beat Melbourne in Cairns. Now, that is a roughie. I just know Cairns can play good basketball. Melbourne are still up and down a little bit. So there's the roughie for the punter.
There you go. They're actually $2.25 Cairns to knock over the high-flying Melbourne side, $1.65. Good on you. Give us one.
Yeah, you know it too. Go those Kings!